We have got a great episode for you today. Second to last episode. Mm-hmm. We're Super Bowl champions. So going to spend a lot of time talking about the Chiefs and the victory last night. We've got some openings and closings to get to, some other segments, classic segments that we want to make sure we give the people. So we'll be getting through those as well. But we're Super Bowl champs, so that's what we're here to talk about. Welcome in to State Your Line, a podcast for Kansas Cityans by Kansas Cityans. We are the Ritz Brothers. Today is February 14th, and the State Your Line podcast has been bookended by two Chiefs Super Bowl victories. We got extra episodes in because the Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl. The hope was that the Chiefs would win the Super Bowl so we could go out on a high note, and it all happened. It came to fruition with the Chiefs winning 38-35 last night. And just pure joy all night. Hangovers this morning, mm-hmm. but last yep. night, pure joy into the night.
Pure joy after the game, the game. Unbelievable game. It's just so important to win your second one as like a franchise, as the aspirations that we have having Mahomes as our quarterback are to be the best team ever.
Yep.
And winning your second one is such an important hump to get over, and we did it, and now we can just keep collecting more. And it was an unbelievable game. One of the best Super Bowls of all time as far as like matchup and the quality of the teams. And our team was the better team, and we came out on top, and we won. And Mahomes is the greatest ever, and Mahomes is my favorite person on the planet. And it was just, it was, I hated the game. I mean, I had no fun watching it.
I had a lot of fun watching
really?
It.
Really?
I did.
I mean, so it's just.
It was a roller coaster.
Such a roller coaster.
But the downtimes weren't that long, honestly. But like the Nick Bolton play.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Exhilarating.
Oh, like, it was unbelievable.
To score a defensive touchdown in the Super Bowl, down 7 points.
A scoop and score.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, I can't believe that just happened. We scored a defensive touchdown. We're going to win this game. Mm-hmm. And then there were two bad offensive drives after that that were frustrating. And then the Eagles, we couldn't get them off the field. But we made the stop at the end of the half. So my mood was okay. And then the second half was just Mahomes in God mode, and he couldn't stop us, which was very, very fun.
Yeah, I would say it was definitely a roller coaster. Like I was going up and down because I was just so nervous. And we were talking about this like during the game. It was like it's so fun to make the Super Bowl, and it's so amazing and incredible, and it's so fun to win the Super Bowl. Watching the Super Bowl when your team is in it is so stressful. I mean, it is just so stressful, and I'm screaming things like. I we're watching it with normal people, right? You watch the Super Bowl with normal people, aka like people who aren't in Raytona Beach.
They maybe
every other week.
They maybe think Tyreek Hill's still on the team when they see Isaiah Pacheco. Like,
yeah,
you might watch with some of those people.
You might watch with some of those
That's
people.
That's okay.
And a Super Bowl watch party is interesting because you do have like the diehards, and then you have people who, you know, watch games from their couch and, you know, don't take their shirts off and don't, you know, scream unforgivable things at players and coaches, and the F-bomb is like every other word out of your mouth. Like, I brought my Raytona Beach energy, my upper deck, my rum in a plastic water bottle, my shirt off in negative temperatures. I brought that energy to like a normal house, and like having that type of energy in a normal house for a watch party, it's quite a juxtaposition. But I couldn't take that fan out of me. I couldn't stop being the Raytona Beach guy where I'm just like a legitimate psychopath while watching football
Deep
games.
Down, that's fun, though.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But
so when you say you didn't have fun watching the game.
Yes.
You got deep down. I think you did.
Yeah. And the first. So let's like kind of walk through the game a little bit and break it down, and then we can talk.
Yeah.
But like.
First, before we get to breaking it down.
Okay.
Other thoughts. Relief that I had. I tweeted this last year after we lost to the Bengals.
Uh-huh.
One, I might have tweeted Mahomes is a chump because I was so mad at him.
You said that?
I said that.
I was so mad.
Did you delete it?
No.
Okay.
I tweeted at
Well,
Pat.
Mahomes forgives you.
I tweeted at Bobby Strope, his personal trainer. I said, hey, just if you see Pat today, tell him I'm sorry. He'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because he probably saw my tweet.
He probably did.
So I was very upset in a bad place when we lost to the Bengals.
Yeah.
And he had like
see,
the
that's
worst.
That's the type
half.
Of psychopath energy of a yes. Raytona Beach person.
Yeah. And then my next tweet was, and Jesse, my wife, has a video of me drunk from that day after, mm-hmm. like, just in a bad place, being like, my greatest fear is that he is going to like be Russell Wilson or that
Aaron
we
Rodgers.
Only get one Super Bowl out of this. Like, that mm-hmm. was my greatest fear.
Yes.
That we'd only get one Super Bowl out of this. And now we've gotten that second Super Bowl.
It's so hard to win a Super Bowl.
And we got it on his, not on his rookie contract anymore. Mm-hmm. And we did it.
Yeah. It's so hard
so
to
that,
win a Super
that
Bowl.
Fear of only getting one, it's gone.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
my
I
fear of only getting two it now exists. That's a new fear.
That's a new fear.
But the fear of only getting one, that's gone.
The fear of only getting one is a real fear. And I had those same thoughts because every fan base, the Seattle Seahawks fans definitely thought they were going to win more than one with Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. The Green Bay Packers fans definitely thought they were going to win more than one with
Aaron
Rodgers. The Indianapolis Colts fans thought they were going to definitely win more than one with Peyton Manning. It didn't happen. The Saints with Drew Brees. Those are all-time quarterbacks, and it didn't happen. Manning won another one, but like he won it with the Broncos, and he only won one with the Colts. So like all those fan bases had that fear come true about amazing quarterbacks, and now we don't have to worry about that. We've won two Super Bowls in 4 years' time. I mean, Mahomes has been to three Super Bowls of his 5 years as a starter. It's just the start to his career is just something that sometimes you feel like you don't deserve it. But then I'm like, oh yeah, wait, no. We deserve this. Like us mm-hmm. Chiefs fans, we're as true as they get. We're ride or die, and so we deserve this second Super Bowl, and it's just amazing. So talking about the roller coaster, the Eagles first drive. Did everything yep. they wanted. It looked really easy. And I went into the game all week since when we recorded last week. I was, each day was, I had a different feeling.
Either very good or
yeah,
we're going to lose.
Like Monday, I thought we were going to lose. Tuesday, I thought we were going to lose. Wednesday, I thought we were going to win. Thursday, I thought we were going to lose. Friday, I thought we were going to lose. Saturday, I thought we were going to win. So, like, I went into the game thinking we were going to win by 10. My score prediction was 31-20, same score as the 49ers. So, when I went into the game thinking we were going to win by 11 points, to start that poorly, I was in a dark, dark place because I was like, I was completely wrong. I was very wrong. We're not going to win this game by 10 points. In fact, I think we're going to lose now. So, started out down bad, was trying to distract myself, was kind of cooking, burnt the shit out of some Velveeta cheese on the stovetop.
You got to go two pots
yeah.
and a little water.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Yeah, you go big pot, a little bit of water, smaller pot in that big pot,
that's
and then
smart.
You don't burn
yeah.
your cheese.
Burnt the crap out of the Velveeta cheese, so I kind of ruined the nachos that I made for the second half. So like the second quarter, I was trying to distract myself because I was down bad. I was screaming bad things about Andy Reid's decision to kick the field goal there. I hated that decision
that
so
tough.
Freaking much. And then on the very next drive to see the Eagles go for it twice on fourth downs, convert and get a touchdown out of that drive. I said, I mean, that's exactly why you go for it on fourth down when mm-hmm. you have the best player on the planet. And Jalen Hurts was playing like that and played a great game. And so, like, don't take the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hand. That's smart to do. Don't take the ball out of Pat Mahomes' hand. I would choose not to do that. And Andy Reid kicking that field goal there that we missed. I was down very, very bad
mm-hmm.
During that point. And I was having no fun watching the game. I was nervous. But so trying to distract myself, that was the down part of the roller coaster.
Yeah. And then it seemed like we just weren't going to be able to stop them after their first two drives. It was a little worrisome.
Yeah.
A little worrisome there. And then after our three and out, it was very much worrisome. Down 14-7. We just went mm-hmm. three and out. We can't stop them. We're turning mm-hmm. the ball back over to them. And that's when the fumble happens. Nicholas Bolton, just an incredible play. And to scoop and score on a ball bouncing
yeah.
how it was yeah. just insane.
It was graceful. The way he picked it up, it was beautiful.
That was insane.
Yeah. And Mizzou guy, Nick Bolton, that makes it even cooler for me as a Mizzou grad and fan.
Yeah.
So like having Nick Bolton show up, and I mean, it was absolutely necessary. I mean, we don't win the game if that scoop and score doesn't happen and random things bounce our way. We said this at the very beginning, like winning a Super Bowl takes a lot of skill. It also takes luck. Yep. And that ball just bouncing right into his hand and Jalen Hurts not being able to handle it. Unbelievable. But then again, Jalen Hurts, after just costing his game, his team a scoop and score in the biggest stage possible, responds. And it's like he wasn't fazed at all. I mean, he played lights out. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, incredible. Because, yeah, the next drive, they go right down and score. Then we have a quick five plays and done drive, get it back to them. And then holding them to a field goal at half was huge.
Oh, I thought they were going to go for it.
It was huge.
I was surprised that they let that clock run out.
I was very happy they decided not to go for it.
Yeah,
I was very, very happy.
There was both a couple of decisions. There was a punt in the third quarter, too, that I thought they were going to go for it. And I was like, you know, screaming at the TV, I dare you to go for it, Sirianni. Mm-hmm. And even though I was lying to myself.
Yeah.
And then the field goal that they made at the end, too, I thought they were going to go for it. But halftime, didn't watch any of it.
I watched all of it. And all we could talk about was, is Rihanna pregnant?
She is pregnant.
Yeah, that's all we could talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like maybe that was like her big reveal, but it was like not obvious enough that she was pregnant.
I think she tweeted afterwards or something.
Yeah, I wish she would have done that beforehand because then I wouldn't have been Googling the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, when did she have her baby? Is she pregnant?
Yeah, she had a baby last May.
Last May, and so I couldn't keep up.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but she played all the hits.
I don't think she played Umbrella, right?
She did. Uh-huh. She played Umbrella. Yeah. I don't know the names of all of her songs, but every song I recognized.
Yeah.
And it was all the hits.
There was a song that I didn't recognize, legitimately.
But she did not bring out any guests at all.
Yeah.
She said, I am the halftime show entertainment. I will be the sole halftime entertainment. So,
yeah. What a
no
baller.
Guests. That's a pretty badass move.
Bitch better have my money to start things out. That's pretty fire.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Rihanna's amazing. I'm a huge Rihanna fan.
Yeah.
But just... I was cooking the nachos. I was trying to distract myself. I was very angry. Went for a little bit of a walk outside as well to cool off. Great weather, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, halftime happens. We come out. We get the ball to start. We're unstoppable. We the second half was just an absolute clinic. And start out, go down the field, score right away. And I was like, okay. This is the team. This is the offense. I wasn't nervous about Mahomes' ankle. Like I knew, like he was gonna play no matter what. So I when he got injured right before half, I really honestly was not that nervous and about his ankle. At least I was nervous about the game, but not about his ankle. And when we came out,
I was a little nervous when he was limping. The way he had to limp off the field. I knew he wasn't coming out of the game, but I was nervous he'd be limited.
Yeah,
going forward.
Yeah, and. And we come out and we look like that, and
10 plays, 75 yards, right down the field, just march, and now here it is. It's a 3-point game, and then again, defense steps up, holds them to a field goal.
That was the field goal that I thought they were going to go for.
Yeah,
I was really surprised.
I think they had a 4th and 6, maybe.
Yeah,
and they decided to kick it. Which in my head, I was like, thank God they didn't run a slant to AJ Brown because
it was unstoppable.
That was unstoppable.
Yeah,
I don't know why they didn't, but
I don't either.
I was very, very thankful, and then just. Mahomes again, 9 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Just an absolute clinic. No incompletions, every play, just easily moving the ball down the field. And then we finally get our first 3-and-out of the game after that. And then that's when the Kadarius Toney punt return happened.
That's
so just
right.
A huge momentum shift there.
Yeah.
To go 3-and-out, and then they have the shitty punt.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney just. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Like mid-season trades, it's the biggest one we've ever had.
Yeah, for sure. He only had the one catch. For the touchdown.
He only played one snap, I think, in the first half.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
I don't know why either.
Because Juju wasn't playing and Kadarius wasn't playing.
Justin
Watson was playing like all the snaps. It was really weird. We were very confused.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that play was just incredible.
Yeah.
And it was awesome to watch because you could see the wall.
Oh,
coming
the punt
into
return.
The screen.
Yes.
The punt return. You could see the wall coming in to picture, and that was just incredible how it was all set up. Marcus Kemp blocks like 6 guys.
Yeah, same with
on that play.
Who's 88 again?
Jody Fortson.
Yeah, Fortson had a really good block. I mean, it's funny because I've spent the last like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years just shitting on Dave Tobe.
Mm-hmm.
And Rightfully so.
We could find a lot of audio of it.
Oh, bad, bad. But, I mean,
the website, we firedavetobe.com, yeah, and we bought the domain for.
Two punt returns that played massive roles in this Super Bowl run. Obviously, the Sky Moore last week, and then, or 2 weeks ago, and then this Kadarius Toney one. Yeah, huge momentum shift. It was one of those just like looking for the flag kind of thing, but then mm-hmm. just going absolutely nuts. That's what I loved about the scoop and score. Like, I didn't have to worry about a flag or
yeah.
it being maybe it's a fumble, maybe it's not. Like, it was just a clear,
no
you
doubter.
Can just go nuts, and you don't have to worry about waiting for a flag to show up
yep.
or a potential replay, which happens on turnovers a lot. So, but yeah. So those two touchdowns that looked identical, where the first one was Kadarius Toney, who was wide open, and the second one was
Sky Moore.
Sky Moore,
first touchdown ever
on the very on the other side. Wait, first touchdown ever
for Sky Moore?
Wow.
Yeah,
he didn't have any regular season touchdowns.
Zero.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So those plays. Those were both Bienemy, basically Bienemy designed those plays and spotted them in the Jags game.
And Dougie P's offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug Peterson ran this play against Philly, and it just takes advantage of their aggressive man defense in the red zone. And they ran that play against Philly. The Jaguars did. We did it twice, and they couldn't stop it. And it's because those guys are so fast. Like, you can – on the Sky Moore one – it's cool too because you can hear Mahomes say it's a zero blitz,
yep.
Meaning that means everyone is blitzing except, and so everyone is on one-on-one coverage when a zero blitz happens. And so Mahomes calls out zero blitz, and when he sees zero blitz, he's got to be thinking it's a guarantee score because
mm-hmm.
in that situation, the zero blitz guarantees it to be man coverage on Sky Moore. So that play was perfectly perfectly called, and I mean, Andy Reid called a perfect game in the second half.
Did you think he should have gone for two there, up seven?
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Make it a two possession game.
Yeah,
I thought about it.
Yeah,
because and the reason I thought about it is because of how well the Eagles run with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't like our chances at stopping them.
We're not going to stop them.
A 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
But then maybe he thought, well,
Andy Reid never would have.
Probably wouldn't. Yeah. But I mean, Sirianni is maniac enough to
yeah.
to go for two to win the game.
Maybe.
I think as well.
So yeah.
Getting that 8-point lead.
Yeah. And again,
nice.
Like, back to Jalen Hurts, man. After that Kadarius Toney punt return. Huge momentum swing. And then we score to go up. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles come right down and score 8 plays, 75 yards immediately after that. So just like an unbelievable game from him. But we get the ball back with 5 minutes left, and I knew we were going to go down and score. I just wasn't sure how much time we would have left, and
mm-hmm.
Mahomes did his thing, and it was just
the scramble,
yeah,
unbelievable,
yeah, that scramble drive. Up the middle. That was what, like a 20-yard scramble or something like uh-huh. that. Unbelievable, considering his ankle. I mean, he is the toughest dude imaginable. Like, he's so tough, and yeah, and then, yeah, touchdown. Or field goal.
And we get the field goal with 8 seconds left, which was, yeah, just incredible. And it was a bad time for them to hold,
mm-hmm.
for the Eagles to hold.
Bad decision.
It was a bad decision for them to hold.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen kind of talked through it on the broadcast, and he didn't like the call.
Yeah.
But I think deep down it was just because he wanted a rebuttal.
Yeah.
He wanted the game to go back and forth mm-hmm. in the,
yeah.
the last 2 minutes, which a lot of people did.
A lot of people did.
And that's fine that you wanted that. But it was a bad choice by the guy to hold. And so.
And he said it. He said it in his post game press conference.
He
said he held. He said he was hoping the refs weren't going to call it, but they did.
He had gotten away with one.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if it was him, but Juju on a third down in the first
mm-hmm.
half.
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got turned on a third down.
Mm-hmm.
That was big and killed the drive for us.
Yep.
So, yeah, he yelled. It was a bad decision, bad
yeah.
timing to hold him. And so, Carl Cheffer's our guy.
Yeah, perfect. a good game, I thought, from the refs. I mean, again, the second half for our offense gained 229 of the 230 yards available to be gained. And the only reason we didn't get that last one is because we purposely slid down at the 1 yard line. Perfect job by Jerick McKinnon. Both Jerick McKinnon and Isaiah Pacheco had great games. Pacheco, I think he had 14 carries for 75 yards or something like that. An amazing game from Pacheco, a seventh round pick, rookie. Just an unbelievable game. Did you watch the field goal?
I did watch
the field goal. We had some people, like Connor was sitting next to me. He couldn't watch, but I don't think he watched the Bengals game, the Bengals field goal. So I think he was doing that on purpose. Did you look ahead?
Look ahead?
I saw it on Twitter before I saw it on TV.
No, I did not.
I did not do that. That was the only play I did, but like, I just couldn't not. I don't know. It was a bad move. I kind of regretted it, but it was, I had to see.
Yeah.
I had to see. Because we were watching on YouTube TV. So we're, you know, I think that's like 15 seconds behind or whatever, but if you really want to, you can get the news on Twitter before it happens on TV. And I did look ahead. So I kind of regret that, but just the best feeling in the world. There's just no better feeling than winning the Super Bowl. It's, and hugging everyone that you're with and going nuts and chest bumping and screaming and picking people up and hugging them. It's the greatest feeling in the world. It's unbelievable. It's so fun.
It was incredible. McKinnon to be that smart to know to slide down and not score was huge. And then
he was just so casual about it too.
And everybody executed on the field goal because people miss those field goals.
Yeah.
With that much on the line.
Oh my God.
People miss those. That happens. So to make it was huge. It was, that was incredible. I mean, I think we averaged 6.4 yards per play.
Yeah.
That game. I mean, just an insane number of how efficient we were. I think we averaged, I think it was like over 5 yards a carry too, which.
Yeah.
Between Pacheco and McKinnon alone, they averaged over 5 yards a carry together. So even taking out those long Mahomes runs, still Pacheco and McKinnon were incredible on the ground.
Yeah. Mahomes. I
mean, the offensive line, just an insane game from them.
Yeah.
That they turned out.
Yeah. I saw this stat too. Like last year, entering the Bills game, the Bills had the number one ranked pass defense on the season. Mahomes put up an unreal game that ranked in the 99th percentile as far as EPA per play performance. This game, the Eagles had the number one pass defense on the season, and Mahomes puts up a 95th percentile game performance as far as efficiency and moving the ball, EPA per play performance against the number one pass defense this year. So again, Mahomes is unbelievable. It felt like a real normal game too. Like I remember the Tampa Bay game and the 49ers game, it just never felt like a real game. It just felt like a Super Bowl that like no one was comfortable playing, especially that 49ers game. Like our offense was not very comfortable in that 49ers game ever. And this game, because it started out so fast and, you know, the Eagles scored on their first drive and then we scored and then, you know, the Eagles scored again and it was just like, it felt like a normal game. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to describe it, but it didn't feel like the moment was too big or people were, it didn't feel like anyone was playing with like tension or pressure. They all just felt, both teams felt like they played loose and relaxed and it played like a normal game. And so it was such a fun game to watch other than it being the least fun thing in the world to do as well. But that's sports, man. I mean, Travis Kelce, greatest of all time, Andy Reid, probably the second best coach of all time, Patrick Mahomes, the greatest of all time. I mean, this is incredible that we're just right in the middle of this, and it's unbelievable, and winning the Super Bowl is the best, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it's a feeling that it's insane and that we waited so long in our lives and fanhood to get there.
Yeah.
And so then playing in our third Super Bowl is crazy that It's the third time I've seen them play in the Super Bowl.
I know.
Like, that is nuts. I didn't know that would happen in my lifetime. It won't happen for a lot of sports fans in their lifetime. They won't see their team play in three Super Bowls.
I'm going to buy so much merch. I was already looking at the merch.
Yep.
Can't wait to buy merch. Great. I mean, I brought champagne again. So we went outside, popped champagne, sprayed that everywhere. And then, I just get to consume all the NFL content for the next week. I
can't wait for the mic'd up stuff to come out. It's going to be fantastic.
All that stuff. I'm just going to consume every podcast, every video, every show. Like, I watched Get Up this morning. I watched, I did not work. I watched Get Up. I watched First Things First. I watched First Take, Stephen A. Smith. I've never watched those shows. I'm going to watch it all. I'm going to listen to sports talk all week. It's the best feeling in the world. I'm going to go to the parade on Wednesday. Cannot wait for that. It's just, it's incredible. It's like, I mean, the whole reason you play, the whole reason NFL exists, the whole reason football exists is to do what we just did. Mm-hmm. And we did it. And as fans, we get to have that accomplishment going to the offseason knowing we did it.
Can we just as everybody just agree that like Terry Bradshaw's not funny, that funny. He's not like super likable.
No, I don't understand
it. I wouldn't miss him if he wasn't.
I don't understand.
Like, why do we send him out there for the interviews?
Yeah.
Like Aaron Andrews is right there.
Yeah, exactly.
She is the best at doing
a professional.
It. She's literally the best at what she does, interviewing people
in the moment. Yeah.
And yet we send Terry Bradshaw,
who can
hardly form
a sentence.
You can't form a sentence to go up there and make fun of Andy Reid.
What did he say?
He was like, "Why don't you waddle on over here, Andy?"
Oh wow!
I didn't the microphone, and then he was like, "Yeah, are you going to be riding off into the sunset now?"
Yeah,
and
what a loser. Yeah,
who's going to miss it? And then he did the big interview with Jalen Hurts before the game too.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Is there some demographic of people who would be just outraged and stop watching your show because Terry Bradshaw wasn't on it anymore?
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing, too.
Is he creating viral clips that I don't know about? Like, what kind of impressions is he generating? Like, I don't understand it. I just don't get it why he has to be on that show.
Yeah. I mean, the whole day leading up to the day, I was just trying to find ways to kill time. Like, it was brutal anticipation. Yeah. I turned on the pregame show. I was like, this is the worst thing ever because only Fox gets the pregame show. So ESPN can't do a pregame show and neither can NFL Network. So it's only the station that's hosting. I was like, I was looking at them up there and it was just like these old farts talking about
farting.
And it's just like, who's watching this? And like what Fox exec is just like sitting back and being like, this is me. I'm putting this product out there. This is good stuff right here. Like the pregame show was unwatchable. So I was just like, okay, I guess I'll just go back to watching hype videos on YouTube or like cleaning the house or trying to, because the pregame show was freaking terrible. It was unwatchable. But a beautiful day, a day just like 2020 Super Bowl. Just a beautiful day. We went over to our grandma's house that we grew up going to because our cousin owns it now. And we tailgated with the family. We did a shotgun. Our 96-year-old grandma was there. We were telling stories about Super Bowl IV. We were telling stories about the last Super Bowl that we won because our grandma was at that tailgate pregame. And just great time with the family leading up to it. It's the best feeling in the world.
And then the Brooksider afterwards, which was just the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
I walked in and
your picture is amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And walked in.
That should be your wedding photo.
Put it on the front of my wedding album.
Yeah, front of your wedding
album. So yeah, just walking into the front door and just like seeing everybody how happy they were.
Yeah.
And like just high fiving strangers as you're walking in. Just like
Sore.
Like, yeah. I saw some people who I've met maybe a handful of times who were like hugging like we're old friends.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. The picture is incredible too.
Yeah.
That the sports bar was incredible. Just the amount of, I don't know how they had enough beer in that place.
I don't either.
I don't know how they had enough beer, how they didn't run out, because beer, there's just insane amount of people there.
Yeah.
Which was incredible.
Yeah, the Brooksider afterwards was amazing, and just like texting people and being like, we're going to the Brooksider, and just covered in champagne, and I mean, my Chris Jones jersey, it's seen two Super Bowls now.
Yeah.
And it's been doused in champagne and beer, and God, it's the best feeling in the world. I did not
Nothing
try to
like
sneak
it.
In an entire cooler like I did last time, but
it would have been
I did
helpful.
Try to sneak in some beers. They did bust us because we were just drinking Coors Light cans, and the bouncer came up and he's like, we don't sell Coors Light cans. And
damn,
I was
it.
Like, that's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because even though we snuck them in, we still got busted with them.
I did.
But that's fine.
I did some superstitious things. I did switch from Quirks in the first half to Busch Lights in the second half.
Nice.
And that seemed to work. Shotgunned after the first touchdown.
Yep.
I didn't take my shirt off.
You didn't pop your top?
Not for the first couple touchdowns.
I didn't either.
No.
I only popped my top in the second half
when we FaceTimed. That's when I did.
Yeah.
And then again, momentum back on our side.
Yeah, I was trying to mix it up. Like nothing I could do was working, so I just decided to go back to the original because I couldn't do anything right. Everything just kept on working against me. And my wife Megan, she stood the entire second half.
Wow.
But we didn't talk about it. Like I knew she was right next to me. She stood the entire second half during play. So she would sit during commercials and stand up, and I noticed it out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, I know she's doing it. I know it's a superstitious bit. I appreciate it, but we can't call it out until after the game. Mm-hmm. A guy in our group, he peed sitting down for the entire second half. So,
and if you were at the Brooksider, he told you about it.
Yeah.
but you know who we're talking about because he told you.
But that's how stupid we are. In his brain, and I completely agree with him.
Yeah.
He believed that peeing sitting down was one of the reasons the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And
he might just have to do that the rest of his life.
Agree with him more. Like as a fellow fan, I was like, yeah. I mean, makes
adds
sense
up.
To me.
Yep. That adds up.
Makes sense to me. So, yeah, just an incredible day. We won the Super Bowl.
All right. Any other?
I just kept screaming too on my way to the Brooksider, and like after the game, like, and when I got to the Brooksider, and I was just like, I'm gonna live forever. I felt like I was like 22 again, just invincible, and I was just like, I'm gonna live forever. And then I did not.
No. It'll catch up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drinking is just borrowing happiness from tomorrow.
That's a good point.
So,
I'm still extremely happy.
Good.
I was very happy all day.
Good.
I had a very happy day.
All right. So we'll wrap up Super Bowl talk there. I mean, just again, thank you to our Lord and Savior.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right. Let's get into some openings and closings around the city. First up, we've got New Flag. Don't know anything about this.
The city got a new flag.
Oh, I thought it was a restaurant called New Flag. I was like, yeah, new flag. The city did get a new flag.
Kansas City got a new flag.
We went minimalistic, I would say.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like the fountain art.
I don't like it.
That's what I wanted to get rid of.
I want to get rid of that stupid fountain art. Yeah,
I don't like it.
It's not good.
And
now we just had a chance to redesign the flag.
Minimalizing it.
And we kept it.
Yeah, it didn't do much.
Yeah.
Like, who's out there fighting for that?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know anybody who is out there fighting for it.
I saw the tweet to the new for the new flag, and my reaction gif was just the Doc Rivers staring blank stare, blinking, just like, what?
Yeah,
like that. What?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you spent time on this, Quentin, and I appreciate you redesigning the flag because the flag needed a redesign, but you kept the same logo.
Yep.
That logo stinks. KCflag.org, we threw our support behind them.
Mm-hmm.
We like that flag. There's an organization called KCflag.org. It's a great flag.
Yeah.
It should have been the flag. I don't know why Quentin stuck with that stupid, or whoever made the decisions, that stupid fountain. So not a fan of the new flag. So and the red and blue, like, it's just not a good look. It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
So that's
I didn't
me.
Like it either.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yeah, again, who's out there fighting for that?
Yeah.
I genuinely do not know who's out there fighting for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what else we have opening. Strang Hall Plaza is opening.
Yeah, dude. Strang Plaza's getting a Strang Hall. Someone who works on the plaza and has limited eating options because every restaurant there is closing. I'm a very big fan of this.
And now here we go. Local businesses being in, like, those, these places have been some incubators. I think more of the parlor for that, actually.
Yeah. No,
so maybe I'll slow my roll because Strang Hall, at least what I've seen, everything's like branded the same. Like, it's all in the
correct.
Room.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's individual.
No,
local
so
owners
it's,
that
it's
go in.
The Strang Hall Chef Collectives.
Okay.
That is a company. It's called the Strang Chef Collectives. And so, like, they're the chefs, they're a group of chefs that together they create the concepts that mm-hmm. will go in the Strang Hall. So a little different than like Parlor, where Parlor is just like truly these chefs come in with their own concept. The Strang Chef Collective is a group of chefs that create the concepts for the Strang Hall. So this is going to be the third one. There's the original one in Old Overland Park. There's a new one in downtown in one of the buildings right in the middle of downtown, and this will be the third. It's going in the Cascade Hotel, which is a new hotel being built up the hill from like Cooper's Hawk. So if you go up Cooper's Hawk, like up on the
up
north
towards
side,
St. Luke's, yep,
yeah, north
Broadway.
Side of the plaza, there's two new hotels that are being built there, an A-Loft and then a Cascade Hotel. So
go in the first level of it?
Yeah, so it's going in the first level. There's going to be four concepts in there. And yeah, I'm excited about this. I think it'll be a good lunch spot. There's a lot of people that work on the plaza. And so I think it'll be a good spot for people who work there and then also all the tourists that are coming through the plaza to shop. So yeah, I'm in support of this.
I'm in favor of it too. We need, again, more entertainment in the plaza. It does, like, shopping malls are dying for a reason.
Yes.
We don't need to make it more of a shopping mall. All right. Also, we've got opening Halal Guys.
Yeah.
So what, we got some Mediterranean food coming
That's
out?
Right. So Halal Guys started as, it was started by three Egyptian immigrants that started it as a food cart in New York City. So, like, I think in 2001, early 2000s, it was just a food cart in New York City, in Manhattan. They expanded to three carts because they were so popular. It got, like, this really cult following. And then in 2014, they opened up their first brick-and-mortar location in New York City, then quickly hit the franchise button, and now they have 100 locations across the country. And their gyros and falafel sandwiches and chicken shawarma,
mm,
and Mediterranean food. The first one is going in Liberty. So I don't know. They said the intersection, but I don't know.
152.
I don't know.
I know that highway runs through, yeah, there. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
152 highway.
152 sucks. Just say that to someone from Liberty and they'll be like, yeah. Yeah, this guy
knows
what he's talking about.
Oh, okay. So a Liberty person would know that.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, 152 does suck.
So this is going on Flintlock Road near Liberty.
Yeah, the combo platter and the sandwiches look,
yeah,
right up my
The plan
alley.
Is to open five of these in the metro. So
hell yeah.
Johnson County next, probably be on 119th Street somewhere. And then, but yeah, their idea is to open five of them. So that's Halal Guys. The one in Liberty is open at by the end of the month, by the end of February.
Okay. Closing this week, Chad Henne retiring.
There you go.
Chad Henne retiring. Played huge roles in the Chiefs playoff runs,
yeah,
which is incredible,
yeah,
for a backup to do that and come in and do exactly what is asked of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, it seems like him and Patrick are great friends. So that's what's important too.
Yeah,
in a backup,
absolutely,
quarterback. So I'll be curious to see where the Chiefs go next.
Just
with
support
a backup quarterback.
Yeah, just support Pat. I mean, Shane Bouchel.
Yeah.
Bouchel. He's on the roster. I think he's our third string. So
we like him. We keep protecting him.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I bet the rule changes. The NFL, I bet, will have a rule change this offseason to allow, like, an emergency quarterback on the team, so that what happened in the 49ers game doesn't happen again. But yeah, Chad Henne, great career. Did he announce his
on
retirement
his Instagram
with a Bud Light?
Yeah.
I wonder if Bud Light paid for that.
He didn't hashtag ad. I don't,
okay,
think so.
He retired only because of Bud Light.
Yeah, just that Bud Light money.
Yeah,
he's great on Cameo though.
Yeah, he. Book, yeah,
book Chad Henne.
What a legend.
But yeah, I'll be interested to see where the Chiefs go.
Yeah, it'll be fun
if they want to let Bouchel be like a hot and upcoming target for maybe other teams to trade for, or if they'll go get an old veteran to come in.
Interesting.
And clean things up. We'll see. And also, the NFL season, it's over.
Because we won the Super Bowl.
And we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'm excited for this offseason. I mean, we have 11 draft picks. We have a lot
of... We have the draft.
We have the draft hosting the draft as the Super Bowl champs. Like, that's freaking amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to be absolutely electric. There's going to be so much stuff about the Super Bowl.
We should talk draft plans on the next episode, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Write it down, because we'll forget it. Yeah, exciting offseason. We have salary cap, we have positions of need, we've got 11 draft picks that we can trade. I'm excited. It's gonna be a really fun offseason. And yeah, hosting the draft as the Super Bowl champs, like, that's freaking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
All right. What do we got next?
I think, what did we try?
What did we try this week? So this week, I was able to try Cafe.
Oh, nice.
Down in Columbus Park. And it was incredible. Lived up to the hype. So if you haven't been down there, let me
see.
Was
there a line?
Yes, there was a line. It's on 5th Street, 916 East 5th Street. It's a Vietnamese cafe. And so they have a lot of different options of coffee. They all have, like, traditional Vietnamese style coffee. They have really good tea. that are like a little more light and refreshing and sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
There's iced coffee. There's espresso. So really a full menu. Food-wise, all I saw were some pastries. We got a donut that kind of tasted and had the texture almost of what are those gluten-free donuts that they have at B-Hole Bakery? Mochi or?
Yeah. Kim?
I think they're like mochi donuts. It kind of tastes like that. A little pastries were good.
Like don't they use like rice flour?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if these were similar.
Yeah.
Maybe. Kind of had that similar kind of marshmallow-like texture in their donut. It was really good. It is, like, the way it's decorated is one of the, like, coolest coffee shops I've been in. There's murals on the wall.
Nice.
It's got great seating for, like, kind of lounging and conversation. You can kind of hang out right outside. A lot of people were because of how crowded it was. And it's just, like, the most inclusive place ever, too. Like, every messaging is just, like, no matter who you are or your background or where you come from or what you're going through in life, you're welcome here.
Nice.
And that message was just everywhere. So the positivity and the vibes in there are very good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I loved it.
What'd you get as? Oh, yeah.
I got an iced coffee. Nice. And then I tried a seasonal tea that had like hibiscus and then some other juices to sweeten it up a little bit. Extremely refreshing. Way more refreshing than those Starbucks refreshers or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah.
This was way, way better.
It's mochi. Or mochi.
Mochi, yeah.
Or mochi.
That's kind of what it tasted like a little bit.
All right. Delicious. This week I tried Medi's. So you tried Medi's. I tried Medi's.
Fantastic.
Very good. Great vibe. It was crowded for lunch. I got the lamb bowl. Mm. So
Get the gyro.
They don't have one. It's just the shawarma in a regular wrap.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think it's a tortilla wrap, right?
Yes, it's more like a,
Yeah. Mm. But so I got the lamb bowl. The key there, so it's just like a, you can get the bowl either rice or veggies or half and half.
Yeah, I did half and half.
Okay, so they must have recommended that to you as well. Yeah, so do that. Get the half and half bowl. I think it's called the big bowl or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The lamb was amazing. So yeah, it was good.
Did you get it to go or eat in?
I ate it there.
Okay, did you get the pita bread?
Oh, yeah. And we got some hummus on the side. Yeah.
Yeah,
basically really did the same thing you did.
Very good. All right. Next up, we've got to say something nice about St. Louis. It shares the same state as Kansas City. And so, you know, Missouri, we're Super Bowl champs. So
yeah, there you go.
St. Louis, claim it. Your state.
St. Louis, you're
Super
in.
Super Bowl champs.
Claim it.
Go ahead. I had some St. Louis style pizza from Waldo this week.
Not good.
It was good.
No, it's not.
It wrecked me.
Not good.
It wrecked me, but it was good.
Okay, next we have a Midwest Mad. I'm disappointed.
Yes.
A Midwest Mad. I'm disappointed. Our initial group text that's happening right now, a lot of people are not going to the Super Bowl parade and complaining about traffic and complaining about getting down there, complaining about parking. I'm disappointed, people. We don't take it for granted.
Parades, don't take them for granted.
Don't take parades for granted. Don't take your Super Bowl appearances for granted. Don't do it. If this parades are amazing, parades live forever, and you need to go. You need to go. You're going to regret not going. If you don't go, you're going to regret it. Quit crying about traffic. Quit crying about parking. Quit it. Go to the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the parade. So that's my Midwest Mad
right now. Yeah. Don't complain about it. Just go. I mean, it's going to be 60 degrees.
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous.
Go hang out. Listen to speeches. Hang out with your friends.
Absolutely.
It's going to be incredible. And if you got to walk 20 minutes, park somewhere and walk 20 minutes, it's easy.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be beautiful to walk.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Park somewhere and walk. It'll
Absolutely.
Be nice. It'll be great. Mm. Yeah, because the vibe, I mean, just the energy from a parade, it's just incredible. Everyone's
such
there
a good feeling.
In such a good mood. It's awesome.
Don't take it for granted. I know you're doing it. You're thinking in
Don't
your head.
Take it
We're
for
gonna
granted.
Have more. You're thinking in your head. You've already been to one. Don't think that way. Don't take it for granted.
You're gonna look back on your life, and you're 10 years from now. Either maybe a child or a friend is gonna be like, "Oh yeah, were you at the parade after they won?"
What are you gonna say?
No, I had to get some TPS reports done at work.
Yeah, no, I was nervous about the crowd.
I think there's gonna be too
the
much traffic.
The whole freaking point is the crowd.
Yeah. I need the visual. I need the red everywhere.
Yes.
It's going to be beautiful out. Everyone get there. All right. We got, hey, look, there's KC. I think we're going to be in the news a little bit. We won the Super Bowl. So I think we're going to be in the news a little bit. I can't wait to watch all the content, all the interviews. Mahomes looked hungover as shit.
Hungover as balls.
This morning on his round of
I heard Peter Schrager said the party was going until about 5 a.m.
And then
Mahomes had to do an interview with Roger Goodell this morning
and
the press. And yeah, he looked really hungover. And then he was at Disney World today. I don't know how he got that quick of a turnaround, but
that's the last place I'd want
to
be.
I would not want to go to Disney World with my two kids.
Like, I don't want to go there, period.
Yeah.
But hungover is a death sentence.
Or Disneyland. Disneyland. Yeah. It sounds miserable. Mm-hmm. Sounds like no fun at all. Like today, I brought my comforter down and my real bed pillow
to the couch.
Mm. It's one of my favorite moves of all time. I have not done it since I've become a father. It's my first time doing it. It's the greatest feeling ever. So that was what I wanted to do today, was bring my pillow and my comforter from my bed to the couch and lay on the couch all day. And that's what I did. Mahomes, I guarantee you, and we sent the kids to daycare, even though I didn't work. Mahomes, the last place he wanted to be was with his two small children at Disneyland. That sounded miserable. I mean, hopefully he got a fat check, but
that's hell.
That
hell
sounds on awful.
Yeah,
he was doing an interview from Disneyland and looked really hungover.
Yeah, it was tough. He looked rough. He's human. He's one of us.
Yeah.
All right.
He's young. He'll bounce back.
He'll be fine. He's fine right now.
Yeah.
Probably slamming Coors Lights again.
Yeah, probably back
right
at
now.
It. Yeah.
All right. You got a personal pine tar?
Yeah, my personal pine tar is related to the conversation we were just having, but everyone, like you said, you walked into the Brookside, everyone was happy. Everyone was very generous with their alcohol last night. It was just like every time someone was buying a round of shots, it was just like I happened to be in the vicinity and I was just being fed bombs and shots and I had a rough night.
Yeah.
Everyone was too generous. There was just like beer coming at me and shots every time I turned. It was just like a beer was being put in my hand. A shot was being put in my hand. What was I supposed to do? Not?
Yeah, because you can't go up to the bar and just buy one drink.
No, not on a night like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was also, I did not open a tab.
I had a $19 tab.
It's pretty good.
And it was just everyone was being very generous. And so now I was hungover all day. So thank you, everyone.
My personal pine tar. We talked about this on the show before, but I think I'm going to say I'm officially done with massages.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just don't get them.
Okay.
I don't get it.
You didn't like it?
No. I got a nice one. I've had some nice ones, but maybe just more so like a back massage. I don't get it. Like, I think the point I like...
It didn't feel tension released?
No. I'm more sore after it. And
well,
then...
You gotta stretch and drink a lot of water.
Oh, I drink water. Oh, yeah. And I stretched after. But I think that I'm confused. Like, I'm trusting the massage therapist that, like, they're digging into my shoulder blade because they are trying to release some tension or they feel a knot there or something. So I'm trusting them to do that, because or else what am I going to be paying for? Like, them to just nicely touch my body? Like, that's weird. I don't want a light rub.
You can say it's too hard.
But then what am I there for?
To relax.
So I'm paying for a nap, basically, at that point? Like, if he's not digging into me, I'm just falling asleep. And then at that point, I'm just paying for a nap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it sounds like you've gotten bad massages, or you just haven't told them what you want from it.
Yeah.
Because there can be a medium. There's a difference between,
but
like...
But if what I want is just something less pressure and...
Yeah.
Then I don't want that. Then I don't want that.
You don't feel like you should spend $110.
Then I'm not
on
earning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what am I paying for?
Yeah.
At that point. So I think I'm out. It's disappointing.
If you're not gonna enjoy it, then absolutely you should stop getting massages.
I could one more try. I gave it a try. I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out on it.
I'm gonna continue to be in on them.
Yeah.
I love them. All right.
Mixed plate. This week, we got our mixed plate of things that have surprised us from the podcast that we've learned that were a surprise. Maybe we didn't expect when we started the podcast, but they happened, and it was a surprise.
Yeah. So again,
mine are nice little pleasant surprises.
We got two more show or one more show after this. Next week is our last show, so we've been trying to use the mixed plates as a way to kind of reflect, chat about the show as a, in its entirety. And so this is kind of just things that, yeah, like you said, surprises.
Yeah. And again, as we come to the end of this show, I feel like I'm still very happy with the decision we've made. Like,
so happy.
We are going out in a very good time. Like, we just won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
We never started missing episodes or anything like that. We get to go out on a very good note. So
yeah.
Still very excited to wrap things up because, again, I love doing this. So it'll be fun to put a finishing touch on it. So I think you get to go first, episode 195.
Yeah. My meet
the,
number
the Jim Cramer rule really saved us.
It did.
On odd and even episodes.
What number episode did he tell us that? In the hundreds?
Maybe. Yeah. It took a long time for us to figure that out.
Definitely over a year.
Yeah.
Before we figured that out. All right. Meet number one here. I've kind of talked about this a little bit, but it's just how many guests said yes to being interviewed.
Yeah, I had that on my list.
We had zero credentials. We had zero reputation. Early on, we had no shows. Mm-hmm. We had nothing. And we just were taking shots. We were asking people if they wanted to be guests. And basically everyone said yes all the time. And it was just so surprising how willing our guests were to come on and just how excited they were to come on and talk about, you know, what they... what Kansas City means to them and what they've contributed to the city. And so it was awesome early on to just be like, wow, you won't believe this, but so-and-so said yes, they want to come on. And we're chatting and trying to figure out a schedule, and it was just unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my meet number one here, making new friends.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that, you know, starting this podcast that I would then like develop relationships that then last, and new friendships that last, which has been awesome. So I think of just either meeting people maybe out at a tailgate. I've met people like going to different like openings of restaurants and bars, met people through interviews who we're still friends with, met people that we've partnered with at like Boulevard and Let It Fly who are still friends. So all of these things that being able to, you know, develop some new friendships was really a surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. I thought maybe it would be kind of transactional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, come on the show, do an interview, and then that's that. But I felt like really we made a lot of friends.
Absolutely.
Throughout the show.
Okay, my meet number two here. I'm going to say that like nothing like this show existed before and doesn't really exist now and won't exist after. Like, I'm surprised that there isn't just like a weekly show about just normally talking through like fun, exciting news in Kansas City. Like there's a couple podcasts that are like daily shows or random at random times, but just nothing with the
consistency.
And
it might be like national news with the Kansas City perspective.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like
just nothing that like this that existed before and it won't, and will stop existing once our show ends. And that just surprised me that we were able to find this niche that isn't really a niche at all. And I think sometimes people try to get too specific or, too broad. And I think we just like found it perfect middle ground. And, yeah, just surprised me that, you know, more shows like this don't exist.
Yep. All right. I will say, the other thing that surprised me, I'm going to go with like people wanting to have us on TV and to write about us.
Yeah.
Like didn't expect that. Like we got to like be interviewed about our opinions about the burger from London first.
Yeah.
Then other, you know, Startland and, Kansas City Magazine, other publications reach out to us like, hey, we want to interview you about your show and how it came to be and tell that story. Never expected that would happen either. So just having other people interested in writing about us or inviting us on TV to hear our opinions, never expected that. What a really nice, pleasant surprise.
Yeah. My side number one here is your talent and skill on editing the show.
Oh, thank you.
I was very pleasantly surprised by that.
Dang, like, I saved that. Because I was like, oh, this will be my next mixed plate item because you won't take that.
Really?
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the when you said it, I think you said it a couple episodes ago when we were reflecting back on the beginnings and just like, we were like, well, maybe we won't have a podcast after all, because who knows if you'll be able to figure out like the editing and figure out a way to publish it. And you did, and you stuck with it, and you got better, and our content got better, and the quality got better. And I mean, your talent and your skill that you've picked up and honed over the last 3.5-4 years has been impressive.
Yeah.
It's a pleasant surprise.
It has been awesome how much I've been able to learn about editing. I had a lot of fun when I had time, probably summer of 2021, when we did videos.
Plex Pod.
Like on our own at Plex Pod. That was really fun to edit those clips. So I really enjoyed that creative process and having that creative outlet. And then like now reflecting on it 3.5 years later, I'm like, I've got like, those are like legit like resume things I've built, which is cool. And I never expected to happen, but it's a great skill that I learned. I'm going to miss this creative outlet for sure that this show has brought. So, all right, let's see. My side number one, I'm going to go with, it like has become part of my introduction or like identity a little bit.
Yeah.
Like if I get introduced by somebody, a lot of times they will say something about my podcast when they introduce me to somebody else.
Yeah.
Or like if I'm at a work function or introduce myself at work, like it's now a part of me. Like, I mean, it's a big hobby that I have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's something that I'm proud of. So I tell people about it then too. But yeah, having people like being introduced and then people always saying something about the show or something like that, and it becoming part of my identity, didn't expect that.
Yeah.
But I mean, we created so much content and put so many hours into it, and the longevity of it, it truly did become a part of my identity.
For sure. Yeah. I've definitely that I'm kind of looking forward to that going away a little bit too. You know what I mean? Like I'm looking forward to not having that anymore. But yeah, it is crazy how that kind of, it does become part of your introduction. Mm-hmm. All right, my side number two, I'm always surprised at how we can like read each other's minds and like how so much of the creative process of putting a show together goes unspoken, but we just figure it out as we're going through it. And it's not that we're unprepared, because we spend, you know, about 1.5 hours prepping for each episode and finding the content and putting together each episode, and then 1.5 hours recording each episode. So it's not like we're unprepared or flying by the seat of our pants. It's just that we can like almost read each other's minds, how we feel like the episode's going to go, or like how we're going to move through the content, or how we're going to structure a Chiefs Super Bowl recap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like we can kind of just start going and then just kind of pick up and read each other's minds a little bit. And it's great because it does cut down on our prep time, but then I think it also is what makes it a really good show. I think that's why listeners continue to listen, because the rhythm that we're able to get into and the way we're able to kind of just read each other's minds as we move through each episode.
Yeah. And we have, like, I could look at your notes for the show.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I could, but I choose not to.
Uh-huh, same.
Because I don't want to know what you're going to say.
Exactly.
I don't want to know what your angle is going to be about the game.
Uh-huh.
I want to figure that out as we get into it and then be able to react from there.
Exactly.
And I feel like we always are on the same page. It's like, all right, time for the next segment, or all right.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to say anything. Transitions just smoothly and fluidly happen.
Yeah.
Which has gotten better as the show went on too. But yeah, it's crazy. All right, I'm going to go with making money.
Nice.
Making money, starting an LLC.
Yeah.
I mean, you started an LLC.
Yeah.
You have to account for this in your taxes, mm-hmm. which is bonkers too.
Yeah.
Our wives get the podcast if we die?
Yeah.
And they have to keep doing it, right?
Yeah.
That's in the will.
It's written in my will because it is an LLC that I own.
Uh-huh. So that's what would happen. If we would have died at any point making this, Jesse and Megan would have had to carry it.
They would have had to do it. It's in the will. It's in the will.
I mean, starting an LLC, like actually going out and getting sponsorships, we got to do like
We got monetary sponsorships. We got a ton of cool clothes, did giveaways, gift cards, all this stuff, which was really, really fun and surprising. We sold merchandise. We sold koozies.
Nice. Yeah.
All of this stuff that, I mean, again, starting this podcast almost 4 years ago, we thought, again, we'll do a couple episodes, see how it goes. We never thought we'd be actually selling things, you know, being able to work with one of the biggest, most recognizable brands in Kansas City and Boulevard.
Yeah, exactly.
Was incredible too. So just all of that part of legitimizing and working with partners and, like, you know, having business meetings for the podcast.
I know.
And, like, all of that. And then getting into a professionally designed studio by the end of it because of our partnership with Let It Fly. Going from, you know, your apartment in the Crossroads to... I think we had some episodes at 304 in Waldo.
Yeah.
In my parents' basement right now. Mm-hmm. Lake of the Ozarks. I mean, we've been everywhere. And so being able to legitimize it and, like, running a business was crazy.
Yeah. It was unexpected for sure.
Yeah. Anything else you
like? I had just, like, you know, how many people listened to it, how many people, like, stuck with it. Like, we, you know, it still shocked me. Again, we started it and I thought, you know, maybe like 60 to 100 people might listen to it. And yeah, it's just way exceeded that. I mean, times 10. And the amount of people that stuck with it, like, it's still the same listeners every week, same amount of listeners. It hasn't dipped. People have stuck with it. And that always is so surprising and humbling and just blows my mind that people stuck with it all this time.
Yeah. So thank you for sticking with it and listening. We loved all these good surprises that came our way because of the podcast. So one more episode we'll be recording next week at Let It Fly.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be exciting one last time. So be sure to follow us on social media at State Your Line. We'll see you around Kansas City.